From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi commanders say coalition forces have broken through jihadist lines east of Mosul and were poised to enter the Islamic State stronghold. The breakthrough comes 2 weeks after the coalition of Iraqi and Kurdish forces backed by Shiite militia and U.S. airstrikes launched the military operation to retake the city. Iraqi television reported that local residents are already fighting with IS forces. Syrian opposition activists are urging the United Nations and the international community to push for the release of tens of thousands of detainees in Syria. A delegation from the High Negotiations Committee says the release would help revive the stalled peace process for Syria. The delegation has been meeting with people working with the UN Special Envoy for Syria. The opposition delegation hopes a release of detainees will lead to an improved negotiating process. They think that, in turn, would encourage a break in the siege of Aleppo and the delivery of more humanitarian aid. Lebanon's parliament has elected former army commander Michel Aoun as president. The election ends a more than 2-year power vacuum and political stalemate in Lebanon. Aoun was quickly sworn into office. He pledged political and economic reform and urged a real partnership among deeply divided Lebanese political factions. Italian authorities are assessing the damage in Norcia one day after the town was rocked by a 6.6 magnitude earthquake. Although Sunday's tremor was stronger than an August 24th quake, no one was killed this time. Large sections of Norcia's ancient Roman walls, damaged in a previous quake, crumbled along with towers. This is VOA.